This is Donnie Bloomfield, Bloomberg biotech reporter in our Bloomberg 1200 studios in Boston, and I'm on the line with the CEO of Dot Labs, Heather Bowerman. She's the founder of the company, which is a closely held biotech company which focuses on monitoring hormones. Heather, I thought we could start with a little bit of the funding background behind Dot Labs. I know that Bayer, the German multinational, was involved in some of that. Maybe you could just go into that, and then we can get into the real thesis underlying the company.
Thanks, Donnie. That sounds great. And as you mentioned, last year, Bayer was one of our early supporters. And we came to them with a thesis that we're interested in healthcare equality for women via precision medicine broadly. And Bayer has explored that area deeply across reproductive hormonal diseases, ranging from endometriosis, which 10% of women have, to polycystic ovarian syndrome. And at Dot Labs, we're specifically interested in monitoring the key biomarkers related to those diseases that our healthcare infrastructure today in the U.S. is not set up to monitor. So we've spent the past year developing technology for that purpose, and we're working every day on building that and deploying it in the real world.
Part of the way that you are going after this is by trying to do hormonal monitoring. I wonder if you could just explain a little bit about how that would work, and also how you can go about this in a way that will ultimately get to the market, given how regulators have been quite strict about letting these type of products get in the hands of consumers. I'm thinking of companies like 23andMe and Theranos.
Definitely. So with the idea that precision medicine is required to advance women's health broadly, as you said, measuring hormones at the right time and at the right frequency is pertinent for this to be possible. And at Dot Labs, we realized that what was holding this back as a category was really measuring hormones via the right body fluid. Your hormones, particularly sex hormones, change throughout your monthly cycle and also fluctuate with your circadian rhythm, with a delta of up to 25% on a daily basis, depending on which hormone you're looking at. And of course, nobody has time to go to a lab that frequently, but if you use a body fluid that's more convenient, like saliva, which sex hormones happen to have better efficacy in, suddenly this whole world of monitoring becomes possible. And I think that the comparisons to genomics companies and lab testing companies based in microfluidics or nanotechnology really don't, those aren't the benchmarks that I would necessarily think about. We can tell you exactly how our technology works and what we're thinking about. And there's no opacity or smoke and mirrors in our case. And I think as it relates to the path to market on the regulatory side, it's quite different for medical devices compared to diagnostics, compared to this emerging category of what people call digital therapeutics. I think that we fall into the latter category where we're committed to providing the data that's not available today, and we're leaving the diagnosis in the hands of the physicians. And we're not in the business of replacing physicians or medical teams, but bringing the data to the table that can create a more holistic picture of the patient's health.
Do you intend to publish results of how the tests work and how the data would read out?
Certainly. And in fact, our chief medical officer has already begun that process. So we're looking forward to sharing that data, and that's a critical part of our story. And in fact, with the team, we've already begun exploring the best platforms to make the de-identified data available as we can, so that we can build upon and expand the understanding of women's health overall. I think that one thing that we're excited about is that since hormone data is a neglected, crucial metric for women's health. Whatever we can do to bolster understanding of the field, we're deeply interested in doing. So the first step is to publish data.
Heather, thank you so much for this. This was really interesting, and I appreciate you taking the time. That's Heather Bowerman, the founder and CEO of Dot Labs, a startup in biotech that's looking to help women measure their hormones and make progress on catching dangerous syndromes before they develop. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Johnny.